We started out selling a tiny bit of ribbon on eBay, and that soon grew into our first fabric collection, which was happened to coincide with the, I think it was the Queen's Jubilee. So our first collection was a sort of British red, white and blue collection that absolutely flew out of the door, and then it's just grown hugely from there. And we now have employed a number of staff, and it's just been a fantastic journey. I've been very lucky that it all happened to coincide with the huge growth in the industry. I think it's programmes like the Sewing Bee and Kirsty Allsop and the programme she's done on television have encouraged people. And I think there is a little bit of a element of getting back to basics, and people like to be able to step away from the pressures of modern life, and also possibly the kind of, you know, make it cheap, sell it cheap. People take a lot of pride in having made things for themselves, and I think quite often people will get lots of comments if they've made something rather than pop down to the shopping centre and bought it from, you know, for a fiver and with no idea of the provenance of it and who's made it. So I think that's fantastic, and there's been a real revolution in the sewing world, really, with a return to those skills. I think that there hopefully will be a return to perhaps getting back to basics a little bit at school. I do hope so. I hope that there is a revolution in teaching children textiles and woodworking, food and nutrition, all of those skills that are really important for life. Because at the end of the day, not everyone has to be academic. You know, I think it's a really important skill set for kids to learn. Even the basics for sewing on buttons, you know, they've all got to start somewhere, and I think that that's a really good thing for schools to be doing.